We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Wednesday, October 10th.
Storm Roberts, Janie Pope, Chris Malone, and Michael the Hurricane.
Michael the Hurricane. No, it sounds like a wrestling crew, don't we?
Michael the Hurricane.
Yeah.
Coming off the top ring rope.
One fall, no time limit.
All right, so this morning on the show, we asked Janie, do you like guys with beards?
Yeah. Mixed bag on that one, guys.
Yeah, it is kind of mixed. And you're not alone. There's a new study that came out from women, and they grouped them into three groups. The whole group was 18 to 44, but they had the younger cell, which was 18 to 24.
All right.
25 to 34 was the mid. 35 to 44 was the elder.
And there's three kinds of beards. There's stubble, there's longer stubble, and then there's shrubbery.
Yeah, so like stubble's your 5 o'clock shower.
Shadow, yeah.
Your longer stubble's kind of your manicured beard.
Yeah.
And then you got the mountain man thing going on.
You got a Duck Dynasty.
And the mountain man thing can even be groomed. It's just, you know, some guys see the mountain man thing and they try to take that look and replicate it, but they have patchiness.
Like
or
David Letterman?
Yeah, kind of. I think there's a weasel living in there.
When there's something living in there,
I don't want to see what you had for breakfast.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, when you jump off the grid, you look like, you know, just kind of this
wiry
beasting. But let's start with the 5 o'clock shadow, okay? Because that's kind of where we want to start there. They say when it comes to the short stubble, 38% of the women aged 25 to 34, that's the mid group, found that to be the most attractive.
Okay.
The view for women, the younger women, dropped a little bit. 24% found that attractive. And then the older cell women, about 18% said that stubble is hot.
Oh really? Hot.
I am a fan of the stubble. I'm a fan of the stubble over no stubble.
Really?
I'm stubbly this morning because I didn't shave.
Well, Storm, you keep growing that stubble, you can have a nice manicured beard.
Yeah, but which group of women are going to like it, Chris?
Well, the older end are actually going to like it the most. The 35 to 44, about 33%, about a third of them said yes to that.
Ladies, I get off at 10.
21% of the mid-aged women found it attractive, and just 5% of the younger cell actually thought that the mid beard was very attractive.
All right.
As for the bird catcher there, the big burly beard.
The chin carpet?
Yeah. 17% of the younger, 15% of the mid, and 33% of older women found that very attractive. Right. So the older women like it.
Younger like shorter, older like longer.
Yes.
Right. And by now you guys know I'm a Henry Cavill fan. So here's how I compare. There's Henry Cavill in Mission Impossible, super hot beard. Then there's Henry Cavill Superman, also super hot, but not quite as much. So for me, I'm beard all the way.
And it's only the beard. It's not that the guy's buff or cut or
it's not that he's a perfect specimen.
No,
Hello, my beard's up here.
Yeah,
hello. by the way, for no beards at all, the younger women tend to like a clean shaven face compared to other women. So there you go.
Okay.
This was a kind of a shocker for all of us. We found out that hand sanitizer when it comes to kids, actually is probably a better way to keep their hands clean than even washing with soap and water.
Yeah, we all think that the hand sanitizer is the second choice if you don't have soap and water, but the study says it worked better, I mean, a lot better.
Yeah, now granted, this is one study, but it does kind of show you, I thought this was funny how they broke these kids into three groups. One of them were given strict instructions on how and when to wash their hands. The second group were given strict instructions on how to use hand sanitizer, so both of them very precise.
Yeah.
The third was kind of basic hand washing advice.
One time and then you're on your own.
Yeah, whatever, do whatever, I don't care. And what they found was that and they did it over 8 weeks, and they found that children who used hand sanitizer had a 23% fewer infections compared to those with those that just kind of washed their hands on their own. And of those that washed their hands with soap and water, 21% were more likely to get an infection than the sanitizer group.
That's an incredible disparity right there.
Yeah. So
it's a lot safer to use the hand sanitizer for children.
And I really do think it is because when you tell a kid to wash their hands, are they really washing it or are they just putting their hand under water?
Yeah.
There's like a whole process to washing your hands the right way.
I brush my teeth, feel my toothbrush.
Yeah. You just ran it under water.
There's water on it.
And so
for me, when I use hand sanitizer, sometimes I feel like I'm just wiping all the germs around, like, on my hand. You know, they don't go anywhere. You can't wash them off. So there's, like, this psychological thing where I'm just pushing them around in the same place with my hand.
The theory is the alcohol actually kills them.
Right, right.
Yeah, alcohol kills a lot of things.
Exactly.
Including brain cells.
And livers.
Hey, Mom and Dad, you got about 32 minutes a day of me time. That's it.
That is it. Yeah.
At a study of 2,000 moms and dads, because you have kids, you have just about 32 minutes to yourselves every day once work and parenting duties are complete. In fact, one in four parents said that they actually hide.
Like you're hiding four times a week from the kid. But Jenny, you had somebody.
Meme that floats around Facebook that's like, yeah, don't judge. I sat in my car and ate an entire piece of pie just to keep from having to share it with my children.
Absolutely. It was really kind of eye opening because this time, 24% of parents say they spend more or rather 30 hours or more a week taking care of their kids. In addition to their work responsibilities. And what this is doing is causing parents to make poor meal choices because you just don't have time.
Too busy to cook, so they're doing a lot of fast food.
A lot of fast food. 96% reporting not having enough time to cook good meals for their kids and indulging in less healthy food just because they're hungry.
That's about everybody, 96%.
Right yeah. There, you know. So that leads to parents skipping about 227 proper meals every year and spending about $4,500 extra in fast food. So we talked about cleaning the air inside our house because the EPA says that in some homes, the air quality inside is worse than the air quality outside. That's thanks to building materials, the furnishings, electronics, cleaning, air fresheners, even malfunctioning appliances can all lead to unhealthy air. Just some few tips for you to do. Simple as it sounds, open the windows. I mean, you brought it up, Storm. Yeah. I don't think my windows have been open since April.
No, I mean, you put your AC on. I'm not about to open the windows because AC will escape.
That's right. It won't come back.
Mom told me, what, are we air conditioning the outside? Close the door.
But opening your windows for about 5 minutes a day to alleviate the accumulation of harmful air pollutants, probably not a bad idea. Indoor houseplants are a plus. I didn't know this about the spider plant.
I didn't either. This is cool.
It is very effective in reducing airborne pollutants called like benzene, formaldehyde, carbon monoxide, and xylene.
Those are some of the off gases they call. With some of the cheaper building materials, they will throw off things like formaldehyde.
Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but somebody had told me this, that what new car smell is formaldehyde.
It might be. It might.
Really?
I don't really... So let's
they
go
make
by
air fresheners out of that stuff.
Well, yeah.
We'll go by the funeral home later and figure that
like
out.
You, though. I just like to air my house out. You know, you have this ingrained in your head. You're not supposed to open the window when the air is running, but I just kind of,
no pun intended,
throw that out the window. I like to air it out.
5 minutes a day, they say.
Yeah, that's all you need to do.
Five minutes a day.
Essential oils like eucalyptus, clove, rosemary have all been proven to reduce the number of dust mites that'll keep your house clean. Plus, tea tree oil can reduce airborne bacteria.
Wow.
As for candles, they say beeswax is a pretty good one. It actually creates positively charged ions.
Actually, the negative ions is what we're looking for.
The story has said positive, so that's why I wrote that there. But anyways, it's something that if you're going to burn a candle, that's the one you're going to want to burn. And then finally, make sure you get your pets groomed because it reduces pet dander and loose hair. Finally, kick off your kicks before you walk around on the carpet and the floor. Think about what your shoes have been through all day.
You deserve slippers when you go home.
Absolutely.
You need slippers.
Treat yourself.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Christmas because, you know, we know that the Black Friday flyer for Dollar Tree is already out.
75 days till Christmas.
Yeah. So there is, in the UK, there's a new line of potato chips. It's called the Iceland Luxury Christmas Tree Flavored Salt Hand-Cooked Crisps, i.e., Christmas tree chips that have that are made with pine salt and pine oil for that quote piney woodsy taste.
Who doesn't like to sit around and munch in your Christmas tree while opening presents?
You open the bag, it smells like a pine tree farted.
My cat does. Maybe I need to feed these chips to my cat.
Maybe.
Bad breath.
I don't recommend that, by the way. That was just sort of an off-the-cuff suggestion.
Yeah. By the way, unfortunately or fortunately, they're only available in the United Kingdom. They sell for about $1.25 each. However, there is still a lot of time left between now and Christmas, so maybe somebody will bring them over.
There's planes leaving every hour.
It'll be a Christmas miracle. And then finally, the best hack of the day when you're dealing with laundry, and this happens to me, it goes off and I forget that the buzzer went off, and I turn off because the buzzer's annoying me, and I'll forget all the laundry's in the dryer.
Right.
It gets wrinkly.
Yeah.
So if you have like wrinkly pants or a blouse or a shirt, go ahead and put it in your dryer. Put it on the highest setting. Put in a couple of ice cubes and put it on for about 15 minutes.
This is brilliant.
What happens?
I know.
the ice cubes do a couple of things. One of them, they rattle around kind of like those balls,
yeah,
and kind of loosen up the stiffness of the item in there.
Oh, okay.
And as they melt, that that water turns into steam, and therefore steam relaxes the wrinkle.
So how long do you leave them in? Cool.
15 minutes.
15 minutes. Nice. That's brilliant.
And what a quick fix. I'm going to try that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, make sure there's no lipstick, because that'll be a difference in turnout.
Oh, that's the worst. I have had, like, my hall dryer is tinted pink.
is it really?
Yes, it still is.
You know, I notice after a while, blue jeans will do that to your dryer. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, they do.
Here's what
my dryer is a multitude of colors.
Well, here's when you end up selling that dryer, sell it as a designer one piece only.
Christine Louboutin.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like the shoes. Inside,
I didn't know they made dryers. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why it's $2,000.
Yep.
So there's our show for today, Wednesday, October 10th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK.
ABC, yeah.
Have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.